Tonight we will be taking on a focus prayers on silencing the voice of strange altars. Silencing the voice of strange altars. One of the predominant things about altars is that altars speak. Altars does what? Speak. Whether it is a genuine altar or a false altar, every altar has a voice. It speaks. It speaks. They both have voice. And the voice of every altar is highly determined by who raised the altar and the sacrifice put in to service the altar. Take note of these things. The voice of the altar is strongly determined by who has raised the altar. So the authority or the influence of the person who raised the altar is very important. And the second thing is what is used to service the altar. What is used to service the altar? That is why altars have different spiritual strength. They have different spiritual what? Strength. And in addition to this, we should also understand that a person can also become what? An altar. As a matter of fact, it takes a person who is an altar to be able to raise an altar. And a person can also be an altar. Now, this is where people make mistakes sometimes, because they feel that because they've not attended or gone to shrines or native doctors, then based on that, they feel that they have completely exempted themselves from all such evil operations. It is strange today that people think they have not visited demonic altars simply because they have been on the look and constantly avoided shrines, when indeed certain humans they mingle with are strange altars or evil altars. So while they are running away from shrines and associating themselves with native doctors for the fear of having been or contacting the influence of an altar, unknown to many people, there are human mobile altars, human mobile evil altars that moves from place to place. And if we connect and, you know, mingle with such people, whether you know it or you don't know it, you are or you can be influenced by the power they carry. And that's why it is very important as Christians we know who we are and operate from the dimension that God has set for us. A very strange incident is what happened in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 28. There the Bible tells us that Jehoshaphat, there was a war that they were going to attend, and the king of Israel called Jehoshaphat and told him to come and join him to the battle against the Moabites. Jehoshaphat agreed to go, but he decided that they would consult a genuine prophet. And when they went to Elisha, Elisha decided, as he requested for a minstrel, the scripture says, as they were playing the instrument, that the hand of God came upon him. And then he began to do what? Prophesy. He gave them vivid prophecies. For the want of time, we can't go into that. When you get home, read it. He gave them vivid prophecies on what they were going to do and what they would achieve. Read through the scriptures. They began to achieve those things when the battle was set in place. But unfortunately, while they were almost getting to the end of destroying and completely taking over the Moabites, something strange happened. The king of Moab, the scripture says he tried to break through with 600 men. He couldn't. Every effort he made to break through the camp of Israel and run away, he couldn't succeed. So what the man now had to do, the scripture says he went back and took his son, his first son that was to reign after him, and offered him for a sacrifice upon an altar. And the moment he did that, the voice of the altars began to speak. And the scripture says there was great indignation against the Israelites, and all of them ran away. Now, I've said this before. Inasmuch as God does not accept such evil sacrifice, but believe me, friends, God was moved by that sacrifice and the altar that was raised there. If a king who was serving a god that was no god could go all the length, make that sacrifice and pay that price, what about God's people who are serving the true God? And that was a simple reason. When that thing happened, instantly the battle turned, and Israel, there was great indignation against them, and they all ran away and left that man. It was the voice of an altar that was speaking. The voice of an altar. Friends, altars speaks. Believe me that many things that happen around people that hinders them from achieving the most they desire to achieve, many times it is the voice of strange altars that is speaking against them. There are families that people never build houses at a certain age. There are families that young ladies there never get married on time. These things are the voice of altars that are speaking against them. And if those altars are not silenced, you will keep seeing those things repeating from generation to generation. Because altars speaks. And that's why we must understand the importance of silencing strange or evil altars. Praise the Lord. And the unfortunate thing is that these altars does not put into consideration how long it has lasted. As long as no one is there to contend and silence the voice of that altar, that thing will keep happening for a lifetime. Another person comes into the same family, he sees the same thing happening, simply because no one has taken the pain to silence the voice of that strange altar. It's possible for one to keep experiencing setbacks in life, simply because there is an evil altar speaking against the individual. And given this situation, the person can labor and labor and labor, but at the end of it, he will get little or nothing, because there is a strange altar speaking against the work of his hands. Believe me, there are many people that labor if it's about laboring. Many of them do. But at the end of the day, something happens that they don't see the fruits of their labor, simply because an altar is speaking against the works of their hands. I pray for you this evening. Whatever altar that is speaking against your life, they will be silenced this evening in the name of Jesus. I said they will be silenced this evening in the name of Jesus. Elijah was a man who knew this very well. And that was a simple reason. The very day he went to contend with the prophets of Baal, if you read through the scripture, the mere fact that the prophets of Baal agreed to enter the contest with Elijah was a clear indication that Baal produces results. Are you listening to me? Yes. If they were not used to seeing results, they wouldn't have agreed to enter that context. Elijah said, "Get your prophets. The God that answers by fire will be the real God." Baal has been in the operation of producing results to them, so they agreed and believed they will do something. But unfortunately, that day Elijah came in silencing the voice of their altar, that these men will cry and cry from morning till night. The Bible says no, nothing happened. The scripture says it got to a point where they took stones and lancets and began to cut themselves, and they were bleeding. The Bible says, as their manner was. Which means it is something they were used to. That if the voice of Baal delays, the moment they pick stones and begin to cut themselves and get to that last point of shedding their blood, something will happen. So they began to cut themselves, began to shed their blood on the altar, and they were expecting Baal to show up. But someone had silenced the voice of the strange altar. Everything they did, Elijah began to laugh. The man knew what he did somewhere. He said, call on him. Maybe he's sleeping. Maybe he's sleeping. Maybe he's taking rest. Maybe he's pursuing an enemy. Keep calling. They kept cutting themselves with stones and shouting and calling. But someone had silenced the voice of that altar. And everything they did, Baal never showed up. Friends, when an altar is silenced, the power behind the altar ceases to operate. It ceases to function. It ceases to operate. That's the way these things work. The same man, Elijah, who knew how to shut the heavens that there will be no rain, also knew how to silence strange altars. He silenced the altar of Baal that they cried and cried and shouted. Nothing happened. They must have had results before, but at this time, someone was silencing the voice of that altar, and the voice of the altar couldn't be heard. I pray for you this evening. Whatever voice, negative voice that is rising against your life, in the name of Jesus, I decree they are silenced. Every altar speaking from your father's side, from your mother's side, from generations, the voice of the altar has been altered. We silence them tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Baal never showed up. But the moment Elijah got there, in just few words, the God of heaven surfaced. And the Bible says, from nowhere, fire fell down and consumed the sacrifice. Tonight, fire from heaven will fall down and consume every strange thing in your life. Everything God has not planted in your destiny, fire from heaven will descend tonight and consume them in the name of Jesus. When a man silences the voice of a strange altar, the altar ceases to operate. There are a few things you need to know about evil altars. There are places where access to people's, there are places where people's destinies are what? Accessed. Evil altars. There are places where people's destiny are accessed. Upon an evil altar, someone can access a man's destiny. Also, an evil altar can establish generational curses. It can establish generational curses. I know there are those who don't believe in generational curses, but believe me, friends, there are circumstances under which generational curses can begin to multiply themselves in families. There are. There are. There are. An evil altar establishes generational curses and makes sure that from generation to generation, those things continue to exist. Except someone silences the voice of that altar, you keep seeing that thing happen. You keep seeing it happen. An evil altar can affect a person for a lifetime. That means that all through the person's lifetime, it can render the person useless. It can render the person unproductive. All through his lifetime, everything he labors for, he can't see the fruit of it. Simply because there's an evil altar speaking against the person from somewhere. An evil altar has the power to control and manipulate people. That's what happens from an evil altar. From there, they can control and manipulate a person. The truth is, there are many people who are doing things they think they are doing by themselves, but they don't understand that they are under strong influence. They don't understand. They don't know they are being manipulated. And they might as well think they are doing what they want to do, but unknown to them, there's an influence that is manipulating them. This is the works of evil and strange altars. It's also a place where demonic exchange can transpire. Upon a strange or evil altar, someone's destiny can be exchanged and he'll be given what is not his destiny. It's almost akin to what happened with the two harlots who lived in one house. The scripture says one got up in the night after having overlaid her own baby. She took the other woman's baby and exchanged the dead one for the living one. When eventually the other woman got up, she discovered she had a dead child. But I decree, whatever is dead that has been put for you and the living taken from you, tonight that exchange will be reversed. I said tonight that exchange will be reversed. The God of heaven will reverse that demonic exchange upon your life in the name of Jesus. An evil altar is a place of demonic exchange. And also, it is the gateway to satanic attack. It is a gateway to satanic attack. And that's the simple reason. Read through the scriptures. When Balak called Balaam to come and curse the people for him. When he got there, the first thing he did was to erect 7 altars. He said, erect for me 7 altars. An altar is a place or a gateway to satanic attack. Once it's a demonic altar, is a gateway to satanic attack. If it's a godly altar, is a gateway to heaven's visitation. Balak told Balaam, set up 7 altars for me. And the moment he set up 7 altars, the scripture says, upon each of the altar, he slay 7 rams. And when he was done, he began to go to the altar to speak and curse Israel. But the God of heaven took control and silenced the evil voice and made only positive voices to be heard. This evening, only positive voices will be heard over your destiny. I say only positive voices will be heard over your life. Whatever evil voice is meant to be declared over your life, we silence them. They will never speak in the name of Jesus. Balaam got there and began to bless the people of Israel. When he was done and discovered he didn't curse them, he switched over to the second altar. And the scripture says when he got there, the same blessings began to pour out from his mouth. He left the second altar, ran to the third altar so that he can curse them from there. And he began to bless them. He moved to the fifth one. He moved to the sixth one. He moved to the seventh one. It was all blessings. He couldn't invoke a curse over the people. Tonight, no man will be able to invoke a curse over you again. I say no man, no woman existing anywhere will be able to put a curse over you in the name of Jesus. Balaam could not. He meant it. He wanted it to curse them, but he could not. The voice of the evil altar was silenced, and the voice of heaven was speaking over the people of God. Only the voice of God will speak over your life. Let's rise to our feet. Let us raise our voice and begin to thank the Lord tonight. Just begin with thanksgiving for everything He's done for us. One more time, is a privilege to see the light of a new day, to see a new year. Let us appreciate Him. Let us appreciate Him. He is a faithful God. He is a faithful God. Lift your voice and give Him praise. Thank Him. for the things he has done. Give him all the praise. Raise your voice.
Adore you, my Father, my God. We worship you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your provision. We say thank you. We say thank you. O Malika Darabale Dede. Ibashandara Baba Baba.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
We're going to begin tonight by praying that the Lord will keep the fire on our personal altar burning continually. In the Old Testament, at the altar, the Bible says the fire must not go out. Friends, you are an altar. If you understand this, that you are an altar of heaven, you are an altar. We're going to raise our voice and begin to pray that all through this year, 2021 and beyond, that the fire in my personal altar will never go down. Raise your voice and begin to pray.
My Father, my God, King of glory,
the fire Lord, on my altar.
By your power, by your authority, I stand, O Lord, that my fire,
the fire on my altar,
will never go
down. Will never go down.
The fire in my altar,
my life will never go cold.
My life will never go cold.
The fire on my altar will never go down. All through this year and beyond, I raise my voice tonight. My fire on the altar, the fire on my altar will continually burn. My life will continually burn. My life will continually burn. The glory of the Lord will continually reflect on my life. My fire, my prayer altar will never go down. My prayer altar will never go down. Someone raise your voice and begin to pray.
My fire will never go down. Oh, fire will never go down. My fire will never go down. Maliboko shakadara baba. Liboko sokotori baba lande liboko sigada. Imbalande libosha. Libalakande liboko sindalaba linde libosha. Libalande libalara. Makusa kadala baba 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 shandara baba. Makusa keteri baba baba baba. Libala de liboko shakadala baba baba. Mako seketori mama malende lebosha masunduru balaba malikadara bala de 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 de.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
The Bible says the altar, the prophets of Baal cried upon their altar from morning till evening. You're going to raise your hand and say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Every altar.
Every altar.
Crying against my life.
Crying against my life.
In 2021.
In 2021.
Let them be disappointed in the name of Jesus.
Let them be disappointed.
Raise your voice and begin to pray.
Father, my
every
God.
Strange altar every crying strange against altar. My life.
Crying
every altar
my life.
Crying against
every
my destiny. Every strange altar crying against this assembly. In 2021 and beyond, they will be disappointed. They will be disappointed. They will be disappointed. I raise my voice in the place of prayer. I decree tonight, every strange altar, every evil altar crying against my business, crying against my family, crying against my children, I decree they are frustrated. They are frustrated. They are frustrated. Let the wickedness of the wicked rest upon the wicked. I silence the voice of evil altars. I silence the voice of generational altars. I silence the voice of strange altars in my family, in this assembly. No gate of hell will prevail over us.
Liba kusarara, maka seketele, liba la kasundoro boko shakata, malika taraba la keteli baba baba, linda la balede wela, liba kusakada, maliketele baba baba, liba shakara.
Zilebatonde inda kapatosa la dira, inshakata patagatosa la dira. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
In 2 Kings chapter 3, it was the voice of an altar that was heard, and there was great indignation against Israel. The voice of an altar was heard. They had almost won the battle. But the moment the voice of an altar was heard, by virtue of the sacrifice that the king of Moab made, the Bible says there was great indignation against Israel. Raise your right hand and say, "Oh Lord."
Oh Lord.
Come on, shout it louder. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Every family idol.
Every family idol.
Or end elder. Crying against my blessing.
Crying against my blessing.
On an evil altar.
An evil
altar. Let them catch fire in the name of Jesus.
Let them catch fire.
Let them catch fire in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice and begin to pray.
Every family
idol or elder. Crying against my blessing. On an evil altar. Let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. Every strange altar. Where cry is being made against my blessing. Where cry is being made against my business. Every strange altar. Where cry is being made against my progress. Let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. Let them catch fire. In 2021, we silence their voice. We silence their voice. Let the fire of the Lord begin to consume them as they raise their voice to cry. Let the fire of the Lord consume them wherever they are. Every ancient man, custodians of evil, in my family, in my foundation, in my mother's side, in my father's side, crying against my blessing, crying against the works of my hands. Let them be frustrated. Let them be frustrated. Someone raise your voice and begin to pray. Repatos alapatote in Amatasia. He catos secate. Secatos elepatodia. In catomben decade. Rapatos celebrande catosilata. Etata patos salamadegadia. Secatos celebrandia. In catos salapatica. Zeta patata pata. Rapetos secate. Secatos celepatodia. Masende catecate paratosia. Repatacatos elemandia. We decree catch fire. We decree catch fire. We decree catch fire. Upon every strange altar where they are crying against my blessings.
in the sea,
crying against my lifting, let them be consumed by fire.
Catch fire. Le ba 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 ba. Le poko shakata rapa lekete. Le balaga da 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 da. Le keso kotori ma 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 ma. E ba kusa kata raba. Le 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 le. E ba 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 ba. La ba kusa kata rapa lekete. Le balakusa kata. Le 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 le. Catch fire. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus, catch fire, catch fire. Every evil altar, every saint altar speaking against our life, our family, our business, in the name of Jesus, catch fire. Malaka la 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 la. Leboko shakata raba kusekete. Le ba 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 ba. Baka sokotori ba ba ba. Maliketoko baba baba. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Catch fire in the name of Jesus. Malika baba. Leketoko baba baba. Liba kusekete malikata. Le 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 le.
Let them catch fire. Every evil altar speaking against my life, every evil altar, let them be consumed. Let them be consumed. Let them be consumed.
Catch fire.
Let them be consumed.
In the name of Jesus.
Let them be consumed.
Catch fire.
Let them be consumed.
Catch fire. Catch fire.
Let them be consumed.
Hey, baba, baba. Le boko sheketeri mama. Bakusa katara baba baba. Le boko seketeri mama ma le da da da. Le baka sekete la ba ba ba. Le ba 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 ba. Catch fire.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
It is spirits that are behind altars. Spirits. The moment the spirit is made impotent, just like Elijah did, he captured the spirits that was behind the altars of Baal, and he never showed up. The prophets were crying and shouting, but Baal never showed up. We're going to raise our voice. Every spirit, say after me, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Every spirit.
Every spirit.
Behind any altar against my life.
Behind any altar against my life.
I render them impotent.
I render them impotent.
Any spirit behind any altar against my life.
Any spirit behind any altar against my life.
I render them impotent.
I render them
in
impotent.
The name of Jesus.
In the name of
raise
Jesus.
Your voice and begin
any
to pray.
Spirit.
Whatever behind spirit is behind that altar
against my life.
We render them useless tonight.
I render you useless.
We render them impotent tonight.
Any spirit.
They will not serve upon that altar again. We reposition them. We cast them out of that location. We cast them out of that vicinity. We decree them not operate there again. Whatever spirit is responsible for any altar that is speaking against my life, I speak tonight. That spirit is out. I render you impotent. I destroy the influence of that spirit. I cast you out of that environment. I cast you out of that environment. I decree your works shall not prevail. I break the yoke of the enemy. I break the yoke of the enemy. Every influence of hell, be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed. I render that spirit useless. I render them impotent. They will not function again. 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 Shekato celebradia. He late patosha keketosa latande. Ketonde parus ita patadia. Seline mondo sikerusi prata. Keato basundia. Mason tokopoto. Shekato se pradega. Masende ketonde kepa. Rapetose kekete. Shekato celebradia. Mason tokopatakata. Shele patose kehili. Every evil priest, every spirit, ministering on altars, speaking against my life. Any priest ministering on altars, speaking against my destiny, I render you useless. I render you impotent. I break your yoke. Your influence over my life is destroyed. Your hold over my destiny is broken. Who is it that speaketh? And it cometh to pass when God has not commanded. I decree tonight, every strange altar, speaking against my business, speaking against my family, speaking against the works of my hands, I render them useless.
In the name of Jesus.
Repos copradia, zeketonde silipatodia, ila paqueta patosaka, radega de gabo soto coparada, masende de genemoskia, inda da bada bada bada, zeketosa prahatosia, ila bondu sicaradi, zele protoscopa, rapato sectehili, masiketonde kepladia, zele protoscopa, rapetonda sectehili. Jale patu salada, inkupa te kitosia, rea patosektehe, ketoseptehini kapotosia, radigu kupadagada, jene ketosektehili pa, masunde yakata, rapatosektehili, seketekete parada, janana mando sikaladia, enketose pradagadagada, jaketosalapatande, sendegedegedegede, jekato parade, sota patosektehili, rapet. Tonda Sanada, Incuba de Ketu Salamadiga, Masende Ketu Sataha, Ecuba de Caduasia, Rapatu Salamadiga, Maseketo Sana, Rapado Cotosiata, Incatose Tehili, Seri Parusa,
Le Boko Shakata, Le Paradarababa, Makusakata Rapalekete, Le Paradana Mashana, Le Parabakusakata Rapalakata, Le Bakusekete. Limbalala shedede, lebala na na na, le sheketo kubala kasundoro mama, mashanda da da,
sheketo paradi adabondo sikala,
zinda adabondo sekte kete,
inta parusi kale patosia. Rade koto sopa baba, janta patu sekte hili kapatosia, inkato sele patosia, rapatunde sekte ketosia, masende ketosele patosia, rapetonde sekte hili, I speak against strange altars, I speak against evil altars, rea poto shakta pakata kata kata kata. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
The power and the strength of an altar is decided by two things. Who has raised the altar and what the altar is being serviced with. These things are what decides the strength of an altar. The blood of Jesus, the altar of heaven, has become the greatest altar existing because of what services the altar. It is an altar that is serviced by the blood of Jesus. Tonight we are going to raise our voice as we begin to plead the blood of Jesus upon every evil altar. The Bible says the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. It is a major tool for silencing the voice of strange altars. When the voice of the blood of Jesus begins to speak, no altar can alter a voice. No altar can. No altar can. Let's raise our voice tonight. We're going to decree in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name
I plead the blood of Jesus Christ.
I plead the blood of Jesus
upon every evil altar,
upon every
speaking
evil,
against my life. In the name of Jesus, raise your voice and begin to pray.
Blood of Jesus.
I come by the speakings of the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel.
Any altar,
upon every strange altar.
My life,
in my life,
my
in my family.
My God,
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I
plead the blood of Jesus upon every strange altar. I silence their voice tonight. Every altar that is speaking against my progress, I plead the blood of Jesus. I come by the speakings of the blood of Jesus over my family, over my business, over my ministry, over the works of my hands. I come by the speakings of the blood of Jesus.
Blood
every voice,
answer
I silence them tonight by the blood of Jesus.
Barata katose katapatoseya.
He katunda septeketele. Shanda katunde paradiga. Sikato septeketosata. Inkupatendo sikaya. Aikupatia. Jeni katuse le paposkata. Rapetunda tapata. Jenata patondea, jene keton sectari, ratikupa tektus kahata, hen katon saladiga,
ma
sheketeke, sekaton celebradia, rapeton sectaha, keta paton sendea,
ma
shekia tapatapatapata, inquate tua teto patotua, je protoskopa teketosia, I bring the blood of Jesus upon any ancient altar. Against my family,
I seize your voice.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I silence your voice.
Upon any altar,
by the blood of
against
Jesus,
the works of my hands, I plead the blood of
I
Jesus.
Silence your voice.
Upon the
by
voice
the
of every
Jesus.
Strange altar,
your voice
even if there were mistakes made,
your voice against
tonight
my
we come by the blood of Jesus.
Your voice against our
tonight
family.
We come by the blood of
I
Jesus.
Come against
tonight
you.
We come by the
by
blood
the
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Upon
I
every strange altar,
by the blood of Jesus, speak no more. Speak no more.
Mashekale barusiata. Leketado sekapata pata. Inda no shinamadusi indekapa. Hibrata patoske tobirada. Zena ina kutusupladaya. Zeketo sekte ketopa. Rapeto sekte ketonde. Jana katusi lipatadua. Enguade duada didus ekte kupa. Masiketonde keteba. Abirus is atompiata. Mandus in a kupa likata. Zene de kupa. Rapitus upra atus iata. Keatuas mahata nakatosia. Endektus aptakaha. Janinku apatus ektehili. Keatuasiata patusahata. Radedi de deboshele matuskia. Endus in a kupa lekatosia. Radean de kupa rakatosaha. Masi ende ketosile patonde. Makunde ke patusa la daga dagada. Esusu baruasia. Rapatus iktahata. Je te 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 te. Rapeto sekte hili baradiga, jeketo zilimbrandia kapa, masata katosia, blood of Jesus, speak on my behalf. Mashe krientosia, day and night, barusi kara patosek tehili, blood of Jesus, ketose prientosata, rapetosek te ketosiata, inquate tuadika putosia dege, jeketose le patodia, peta patosek te ketosa, rapetonda satandiata, inketose lepa, rapatose le te ketosia, e gado shikaya, masien de kupalada, masse te ketosia, Ricatosi paradia in le protoscopa rapatosi le macutesia in da paru seketekete sekete pratosia raputaske antokotsiande
ma shekede bobo Lebakusakata.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
We are going to pray, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Every arrow of sickness.
Every arrow of sickness.
Every arrow of lack.
Every arrow of lack.
Every arrow of affliction.
Every arrow of affliction.
Every arrow of the enemy.
Every arrow of the enemy.
Fired into my life.
Fired into my life.
From evil altars.
From evil altars.
Expire in the name of Jesus.
Expire in
come
the name
on,
of
shout
Jesus.
It louder. Expire tonight in the name of Jesus.
Expire tonight in
raise
the name
your
of
voice and begin to pray.
Every
altar. Every arrow of sickness. Every arrow of setback. Every arrow of affliction. Every arrow of sorrow. Fired into my life from strange altars. Expire tonight in the name of Jesus. Expire tonight in the name of Jesus. Expire tonight in the name of Jesus. Tonight is your end. Every arrow of sickness fired from strange altars. Every arrow of lack fired from strange altars. Every arrow of confusion fired from strange altars. Expire tonight in the name of Jesus. Tonight you are done. Tonight your work is over. Tonight your end has come. Expire.
Destroy by fire. Every evil arrow from evil altars, I come against you. In the name of Jesus, I come against you. In the name of Jesus, destroy by fire. Destroy by fire. Arrow of sickness. Destroy by fire. Arrow of sickness. Arrow of wrath. Destroy by fire. Bala, ba, 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 ba.
Expire.
Expire. Expire by fire. Arrow of confusion.
Altars of wickedness.
Arrow of
expire. Altars of wickedness.
In the name of Jesus.
Expire. Your end has come. Evil arrows fired into my life. Your end has come tonight. You expire in the name of Jesus. You expire in the name of Jesus. Every demonic arrow fired into our business. Every demonic arrow of setback and limitation fired into our lives. You expire tonight in the name of Jesus.
Expire tonight. Every arrow from evil altar. Expire tonight. Expire by fire. Expire by fire. Le ba 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 ba. Le ba kusakatara ba ba ba. Ma shakatara malekete. Le ba kusakatara ba. Le de 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 de. Every evil arrow from evil altars, destroy by fire.
Destroy by fire. Hey, de bondo shikte ketosaka. Rapato celebrandea. By the blood of Jesus, we neutralize every strange voice. We neutralize every altar. Yeko shataba, zalapato sekte ketosia, rapetuza tekutosia. My family is covered in the blood of Jesus. Mashende kitosaka, rati kupa ladea, zekato sekte ketosile patonde, ekato shala protoskia, maseketo zete kedea, janda kato sekte hili, rupato sekte hili para, zekato skupradea, zala pato skupo. We silence the voice of strange altars. 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 They will not speak henceforth. They will not speak henceforth. They will not speak henceforth. Every evil arrow of sickness and of affliction fired into my life, fired into this assembly to bring distraction. Every evil arrow that has been targeted upon us, we decree tonight, expire!
Le bakusaka na ramama ma sheketo malikatara linde de 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 shara li ba 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 ma ku seketo ri mama ma shanda da 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 le de 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 le da 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 le ba 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 ma ku sekede expire every arrow from evil altar expire in the name of Jesus. Expire in the name of Jesus. Arrow, evil arrow, release from any altar against our life in the name of Jesus. I come against him by fire in the name of Jesus. I come against him by thunder. Destroy, 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 destroy. Ma ba ba ba.
Zekatoskopa lata patasundia. Rikata patoskopa ratuske hili patosia. Ekato shanda yatapa. Maseketoskoprandia. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
We're going to pray every strong man. Say after me, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Every strong man.
Every strong man.
From strange altars.
From strange altars.
Supervising stagnation in my life.
Supervising stagnation in my life.
Die in the name of Jesus.
Die in the name of Jesus.
Raise your voice and begin to pray. Any strong man from any strange altar. Supervising setback. Supervising stagnation. So that the works of my hand will not move forward. Die tonight in the name of Jesus. Every strong man supervising stagnation. This year I will not be stagnated. This year I will move forward. I will move forward. Strong man from my father's house. Strong man from my mother's house. In strange altars. Supervising setback. Over my life, over my ministry, over the works of my hands. Die in the name of Jesus. Tonight your end has come. Tonight your end has come. Affliction will not rise a second time. Affliction will not rise a second time. Wherever they are coming from, I raise my voice in the place of prayer. Whatever is supervising setback, whatever is supervising stagnation, in 2021, your end has come. Wherever you are coming from, supervising setback, supervising stagnation, you expire tonight. You expire tonight.
Le boko sokotori mama 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 shandala la ba ku sekete mama 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 shada le boko sanara pale dala ba 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 masunduru boko shakada ma ba 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 ma shanda da 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 le de 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 ba 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 ma ku sada malene le bosha lendere ba 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 ma ku sekete ba 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 le de 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 de. Any strong man supervising evil in any altar in the name of Jesus, I come against you. Destroy by fire. Destroy by fire. Destroy by fire.
Zila pratoski ato. Masendeke protoskopa.
Wherever you are, I lay this fire against you.
In the name of Jesus. Catch fire. Masato koparade.
Jeklapusendia.
Mashikala parade. Jeketo soprahata. Zula patonde kleendos keata. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 31 verse 7, Jacob was speaking. He says, "And your father had deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me." Then again, in verse 41, Jacob said, "Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast exchanged my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou wouldest have sent me away empty. God has seen my afflictions and the labor of my hands and have rebuked thee." Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're going to raise our voice. Every strange altar assigned to exchange my wages. Sometimes there are altars assigned to exchange people's wages. Laban was such an evil altar to Jacob that when he walked, what was supposed to be his was taken from him. He had to serve 14 years to marry the woman he wanted. After serving the first 7 years, they gave him another woman. He had to serve another 7 years. And now speaking, he said, "You have exchanged my wages 10 times. Altars assigned to exchange my wages. In 2021, your time has come to an end. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Every strange altar that is assigned to exchange your wages.
Assigned to exchange my wages.
The end has come.
Every strange altar.
The end has come.
Assigned.
Raise your voice and begin to pray.
Assigned.
Every strange altar.
After have labored.
Every strange altar.
After have worked.
That is assigned to exchange my wages.
Little.
Every strange altar.
Every strange
that is assigned to take from me what belongs to me. Your end has come. Your end has come.
Your end has come.
Your end has come. Strange altars,
you strange altar,
assigned to exchange my wages
in the name of
in
Jesus.
2021. What belongs
your
to me will come to me.
Over.
What belongs
your
to me will not be taken
over.
From me.
In
everything
life,
that ought to be mine, I take it.
In our family,
everything that's supposed to be mine, I take it.
In our business,
I take my destiny. I take my future. I take my finance. I take my prosperity.
In the name of Jesus,
I take my health and healing.
Be destroyed.
Everything that belongs to me,
be destroyed,
no
be
altar will exchange
be destroyed, be destroyed.
It. Strange altars assigned to exchange my wages. We curse you tonight. We curse you tonight. What belongs to me will get to me. What is my portion, I will take it. Nothing will stop 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 it. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
And lastly, Jacob said, "Except God had been with me, you would have now sent me away empty." After 20 years, he would have lost his children, lost all his cattle, and lost everything he has labored for. After 20 years. Nothing will waste your youthfulness.
Amen.
I say nothing will waste your youthfulness.
Amen.
We're going to raise our voice and say, "Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Altars assigned.
Altars assigned.
To ensure. That I end this year empty.
I curse them tonight.
I will end this year with abundance.
I will end this year with
abundance. Raise your voice and begin to pray.
Any altar assigned to curse
every evil altar
to end this year
that wants to ensure that you end this year empty.
I come against
that
you.
At the end of 2021, you can't see anything you have labored for.
We have no
we curse them tonight.
Altar.
This year
I
will be fruitful.
Tonight.
I will see the fruit of my labor. I will reap the fruit of my labor. I will not end this year empty. I will not end this year with nothing. Every strange altar assigned to ensure that the fruit of my labor is not seen. I curse them tonight. I curse them tonight. I curse them tonight. Someone raise your voice and pray.
I curse you. Ba 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 ba.
I will not end this year empty.
I will not end this year empty. I will not end this year empty.
I will see the fruit of my labor in 2021. I will see the fruits of my labor.
This is my wages.
I will see the fruits of my labor.
This is what belongs to me.
I will not end this year empty. My life will be full of testimonies. Kupala tuskiya. Zekato sebrahato sanda. Late kapato shaktahile. Radusi karuke brandos ketondea. Masikato baradiga. Zekatonde ke protoskiata. Indakato sektehili. Zekato zele brandos keto paladia. Masikato kapa. Ratapatapato sektehili. Zukatonde ke protoskiata. Zekatonte brahantania. Zela pato sektehili. Kato sektehini kaparusia. I will not end this year empty. I will see the fruit of my labor. At the end of 2021, I will have testimonies. At the end of 2021, I will see the fruit of my labor. I will not end this year empty.
End this year empty. No altar. We take what belongs
Thank
to
you,
me.
Precious.
No altar. We seize my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I will not end this year empty. I will end this year in abundance. I will end this year in abundance. In the name of Jesus, no altar. We take what belongs to me. By the name of Jesus, I come against him. You ought to assign to seize my wages. Cut fire. Cut fire. Cut fire. Cut fire. Cut fire.
Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank
Can you just stretch forth your hands to this altar? Father, in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
We come by a higher altar that is serviced by the blood of Jesus. Amen. We decree tonight, Amen. Every strange altar, they are silenced in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every altar speaking against our health, we silence them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every altar speaking against our advancement and prosperity, we silence them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every altar speaking against productivity and fruitfulness, we silence them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says, I and the children God has given me, we are for signs and we are for wonders.
Amen.
In this year, Lord, our lives will be an example of signs and wonders.
Amen.
Nothing will frustrate us.
Amen.
Nothing will frustrate us.
Amen.
Nothing will frustrate us.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We come by the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
That speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Thank you, precious Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
And the church will shout a louder amen.
Amen.
You believe God has heard your prayer? Shout the loudest amen 3 times.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Come on, put that hands of victory. Clap that hands of victory. Clap that hands of victory. Hallelujah!